It's the 21st of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. The male victim of a knife attack has finally seen justice as his attacker was given time behind bars. Nazim Uddin attempted to strike up a conversation with the victim back in August outside the Co-op on Church Lane in Bedford. Voices were raised during the conversation and another suspect who was present punched the victim. The 18-year-old Uddin then pulled out a large knife, stabbing the man in the back. The man managed to escape his attackers, later receiving medical help. Uddin was seen fleeing in a taxi but was later apprehended by police. Mr. Uddin was found guilty of grievous bodily harm and carrying a bladed article. He was sentenced at Luton Crown Court to 5 years in jail. Gina Lennon, the business director of Bedfordshire-based Hope and Pride Limited, has been banned from running a company for 7 years after failing to file any accounts with HMRC. The company owed £319,000 in unpaid taxes. Over £1 million was paid into the company's accounts along with additional unexplained payments. HMRC stated that Lennon neglected her duties, failing to maintain proper accounting records. In January of this year, 54 drivers were ticketed for speeding along Bedford's embankment, exceeding the 20-mile-an-hour speed limit, according to Councillor Nicola Gribble. Councillor Lucy Bywater raised concerns about a recent collision which destroyed the pavement and bollards and where debris was found a distance away, suggesting speed was a factor. She called for stricter enforcement of speed cameras, especially after repeated issues. Both councillors emphasised the importance of proper speed enforcement on the busy road. The High Sheriff of Bedfordshire, Bav Sahar, made a return visit to Bedford Modern School, his old junior school, to speak to students about his ceremonial role. Mr. Sahar said he received a number of thoughtful questions from the students, while highlighting the need for being good citizens and making a positive contribution within our communities. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.